天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那很开心可以跟大家在节目中再次相遇。我们现在正在进行的系列是 Know Your Real Enemy， 认识你真正的敌人。那我们都知道，始祖亚当夏娃一开始受撒旦的欺哄而堕落，使得我们人类一直活在谎言中，而不愿意去接受真理。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来探讨如何辨明真理。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就请我们打开圣经，一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are always glad that you tuned in to listen to this program.
很高兴你收听我们的节目。
Because we have been talking about something very, very important.
因为我们所讲的题目是非常重要的。
It is about knowing your enemy.
就是要认识你的敌人。
And I want to begin by making a very, very important statement.
首先我要告诉你一句话，这句话非常重要。
I'm going to repeat it twice.
我会重复说两次。
Do you know that it is easier to believe a lie that you have heard 1,000 times?
你知道吗？当你听一个谎言，听了1,000次，你会很轻易就相信。
Than the truth which you only hear it once or on occasions?
比起你只听过一次或偶然听到的真理，更容易接受。
Let me repeat this.
我再说一遍。
Do you know that it is easier to believe a lie that you have heard 1,000 times?
你知道吗？当你听一个谎言，听了1,000次，你会很轻易就相信它。
Than the truth which you expose to only occasionally?
比起你只听过一次或偶然听到的真理，更容易接受。
And that is why the media in the whole world system continuously conspiring to make the believers believe one lie after another.
所以传播媒体和整个世界体系不断地企图使人相信一个又一个的谎言。
I would dare say most of us, including myself, have fallen into these lies one time or another.
我敢说大多数人，包括我自己，有时都会掉进这些圈套里。
All of that because we do not understand the nature and the character of our enemy.
都是因为我们不了解敌人的本质和特性。
He is a deceiver from the beginning.
他从一开始就欺骗。
You know, the Pharisees rejected Jesus.
你知道法利赛人是反对耶稣的。
And Jesus is the truth.
主耶稣是真理。
The whole truth.
是完全的真理。
And nothing but the truth.
是绝对的真理。
He is the full embodiment of the truth of God.
他是神真理的化身。
And the Pharisees rejected him.
然而法利赛人反对他。
Listen to what Jesus said to them in John 8:44.
请听主耶稣在约翰福音8:44怎么说。
You are of your father the devil.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。
And your will is to do your father's desire.
你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。
Someone would say, well, just wait a minute.
可能有人说，慢着。
These were the Jewish leaders at the time.
这些个不是当时犹太人的领袖吗？
How come Jesus said this to them?
耶稣为什么对他们这么说呢？
Well, listen again to what Jesus said.
请再听耶稣怎么说的。
He said that Satan was a murderer from the beginning.
他说，撒旦从起初是杀人的。
And he has nothing to do with the truth.
他不守真理。
Because there is no truth in him.
因他心里没有真理。
And when he lies, he speaks according to his nature.
他说谎是出于自己的本性。
For he is a liar and the father of liars.
因为他是骗子，也是说谎者之父。
And these religious leaders at the time of Jesus, when they did not believe in him, they believed a lie.
这些和耶稣同时代的宗教领袖，他们不相信耶稣，却相信撒旦的谎言。
Satan perhaps senses that the time is getting close for his deception to be exposed.
撒旦似乎感觉到他的谎言快要揭穿了。
And he knows that he will soon be thrown into the lake of fire.
他也知道自己将要被丢进硫磺火湖里。
And the nearer the time draws, the more he turns on the heat of deception.
时间越紧迫，他就越发去欺骗人。
Even among those who call themselves Christian.
欺骗那些自称为基督徒的人。
Even among those who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
也欺骗那些接受耶稣基督为救主和生命之主的人。
Many Christians are falling in his deception.
许多基督徒都掉在他的骗局里。
No wonder the Apostle Paul tells Timothy.
难怪使徒保罗对提摩太说。
In 1 Timothy 4:1,
在提摩太前书四章第一节。
Listen carefully, I'm going to read it to you.
请留心听我读出。
The Spirit clearly says,
圣灵明说,
that in the latter times,
在后来的时候,
some will abandon the faith,
必有人离弃真道,
and follow deceiving spirits,
听从那引诱人的邪灵,
and things taught by demons,
和鬼魔的道理。
Paul was predicting,
保罗预测,
and anticipate,
并且事先提出警告,
what is already happening in our day,
如今已有这种现象。
What's already taking place in many communities across the world,
全世界各地都有这种情况。
Satan will always try to dominate the religious realms.
就是撒旦务求控制宗教领域。
Do you know why?
为什么呢?
So that he can be in power.
这样他才能拥有权力。
So that many of those who believe in Jesus Christ be deceived.
这样许多基督徒都会被蒙蔽。
By the time they discover it, it is too late.
当他们醒觉时已经太迟了。
Denying the truth of God's word is what Satan wants to achieve.
撒旦的目的就是要否定神真理的话语。
I want you to listen carefully.
请你留心听着。
If you think that the devil is going to come into the church door and introduce himself,
如果你以为魔鬼会来到教会门口自我介绍一番,
or he would say, this church is really not a place for me,
或者他说这间教会并不适合我,
then you are deceived.
其实你已经受骗了。
Satan has now moved into many churches.
现在撒旦已经渗透进许多教会里了。
He has planted his standards to their standards.
他把他的标准放进教会，成为教会遵行的标准。
He has placed his falsehood to be their gospel.
他把虚假的道理放进教会，歪曲福音的内容。
He has placed his emissaries in their leadership.
他差派他的密使混入教会的领袖当中。
He has entrenched his doctrine in their own.
他将自己邪僻的道理加插在信仰要道中。
How does he do that?
他怎么能够做到的呢?
Very simply.
非常简单。
He mixes a little bit of the truth.
他混合一小部分的真理。
With an ocean of deception.
夹杂在一大堆谎言中。
And falsehood.
并加上邪说假道。
Let me tell you a story.
让我讲一个故事给你听。
There was a famous British writer.
有一个著名的英国作家。
He went to the ocean one day.
有一天他到海边去。
And he took his little daughter with him.
他带了小女儿一块去。
And they were having fun.
他们玩得很开心。
But he could not persuade his daughter to get into the cold water of the Atlantic.
但他不能说服女儿下到大西洋冰冷的海水里。
Finally, he had an idea.
最后他想到一个办法。
He built a fire.
他烧起一堆火。
And there he heated some water in the tea kettle.
在上面烧了一锅开水。
With great flair, he poured the steamy water into the ocean.
然后很夸张地把滚烫的开水倒进海水里。
At that point, the child gleefully ran into the ocean without any hesitation.
这时他的女儿毫不犹豫，兴高采烈地跳进海里。
Of course, this is a harmless father's trick.
当然这只是一位父亲对女儿无伤大雅的玩笑。
But that's exactly what Satan does.
但这正是撒旦所使用的手法。
He mixes a small amount of the truth.
他混合了一小部分的真理
into the ocean of falsehood,
夹在大量的邪说假道里
people go into it by the millions,
千千万万的人就这么样掉进陷阱里
not realizing, of course, that they are being deceived,
他们当然不察觉自己被骗了
Satan came to Eve not just out of the blue,
撒旦可不是无意中遇到夏娃的
I am convinced of that,
这点我很肯定
I am convinced of what I'm going to tell you.
我很肯定我所要告诉你的。
That Satan kept coming to Eve again and again.
撒旦不断地一次又一次去找夏娃。
Just remember that before the fall, Adam named all the animals.
你还记得亚当在堕落之前给所有的动物起名字吗
？He named all the reptiles.
所有的爬虫类都是他命名的。
They were not frightening and harmful creatures like they are now.
那是他们并不像现在这么可怕而又会伤害人的样子。
I think Adam sat with the lions and with all the other vicious animals that scare us today.
我想那时亚当可以和狮子以及今天我们所害怕的其他猛兽坐在一起。
Because they only became vicious after the fall.
因为他们在人类堕落以后才变为凶猛的。
After the fall, everything fell apart.
在人类堕落以后，一切都改变了。
So Satan spoke to Eve repeatedly.
撒旦一再地来找夏娃说话。
But when finally wanted to get to her, how did he do it?
最后当他要引诱夏娃时，他怎么样下手的呢？
There was one animal that was known in the animal kingdom for its prudence, and that's the serpent.
在动物世界里，蛇是一种非常精明的动物。
And that's exact literal translation of the word.
蛇这个字原文的意思就是精明谨慎。
The serpent was known for being prudent.
当时蛇就是以精明著称的。
So when Satan spoke to Eve,
所以当撒旦对夏娃说话时
he spoke to her in a form of prudence.
他以精明的口吻对夏娃说话。
He spoke to her in a form of wisdom.
他以聪明的口吻对夏娃说话。
He spoke to her in a form of logic.
他以合逻辑的口吻对夏娃说话。
He spoke to her in a form of common sense.
他以合乎常理的口吻对夏娃说话。
He spoke to her in terms of social acceptability.
他以合乎社交礼仪的态度对夏娃说话。
Every time I read the scripture, it is all brand new to me.
每一次读这段经文，我都有新的体会。
And when I read this time, I discovered something wonderful.
这次当我读的时候，我又有了新发现，真是奇妙。
It's in Genesis chapter 3.
就在创世纪第三章。
Eve knew the will of God.
夏娃是知道神的旨意的。
She knew the command of God.
她知道神的命令。
She knew the love of God.
她知道神的爱。
She knew fellowship with God.
她知道如何与神交往。
Satan got her to debate the issue.
撒旦却引诱她对事情产生疑惑而有所争辩。
Is what God said really God's word?
神真是言出必行吗？
And her sin began when she began to substitute natural reasoning for divine knowledge.
当夏娃以人之常情代替属天的真理时，他就开始犯罪了。
And I testify to you that if you ever do and fall into the trap of Satan, you're in trouble.
我可以向你保证，如果你跌进撒旦的圈套里，你就会惹上麻烦。
Because when Eve listened to the whisper of Satan,
因为当夏娃听从了撒旦的悄悄话，
that was the beginning of the end.
结局已定。
Satan takes a little bit of the truth.
撒旦以一小部分的真理。
And mixes it with an ocean of falsehood,
混合在大量的邪说假道中
and makes it look good.
外表看来很不错。
One of the deceptions of Satan today,
今天撒旦所散布的一个谎言就是
is to get people focusing on their own needs.
叫人只专注于自己的需要。
They said, look for a church that meets your needs.
你说要找一间适合你的教会。
Find a pastor that meets your needs.
找一位适合你的牧师。
Find elders that meet your need.
找一些适合你的长老。
But you know the truth?
但你知道真相是什么吗？
Nobody can meet your needs.
没有人能够完全迎合你的需要。
Your wife cannot meet your needs.
你的妻子不能迎合你的需要。
Your husband cannot meet your needs.
你的丈夫不能迎合你的需要。
Your closest friends cannot meet your needs.
你最亲密的朋友不能迎合你的需要。
There is no church or pastor can meet your need.
没有一间教会或一位牧师能够迎合你的需要。
Only Jesus Christ can meet all your needs.
只有耶稣基督才能够满足你一切的需要。
And Satan knows that.
而撒旦是知道的。
So people go from meeting to meeting.
所以人们参加一个聚会又参加另一个聚会。
Church to church.
从一间教会转到另一间。
Who is the person that gets deceived at the end?
到最后是谁受骗呢?
The person who listened to Satan's whisper.
就是听从撒旦悄悄说话的人。
I want to tell you another deception.
我想告诉你另一个受骗的故事。
He gets you to focus on yourself.
撒旦要你专注于自己。
What I am going to benefit from going to church.
到教会去对我有什么益处呢?
What I am going to benefit from going to meetings.
去参加聚会对我有什么好处呢?
But going to church is not for what you can get out of it.
其实去教会并不是为着得着什么好处。
Going to church is to worship the living God.
去教会为的是要敬拜永活的真神
，and to honor him，
要尊崇他
，and to glorify him，
荣耀他。
And you say, God, you are the creator of the world.
对神说，你是宇宙万物的创造主宰。
And when you do that, God meets your needs.
当你这么做的时候，神就能满足你的需要。
But look how Satan twists this.
但请看撒旦如何扭曲这个真理。
His deception is that you've got to meet your need first.
他要蒙蔽你，叫你先专注于自己的需要。
But you cannot meet your needs until you have worshipped the living God.
但你永远得不到满足，除非你敬拜永活的真神。
In fact, the places that are built around meeting needs.
事实上，有些教会是为满足某种需要而设立的。
It loses its vision within a matter of a few years.
但几年之后。就会失去他原来的意象。
Eve listening to the whisper of Satan.
夏娃听从撒旦的悄悄话。
When she began questioning the word of God.
她开始怀疑神的话语。
When she began to hear, did God really say that?
她开始听见魔鬼说，神岂是真的这么说吗？
Doesn't God really want to be like him?
神真的要你与他相似吗？
Doesn't God really want to have my needs fulfilled?
神真的想满足我的需要吗?
At that point, she began to develop a cynical attitude by doubting the word of God.
在这一刻，她开始怀疑神的话，并产生讽刺的心态。
Satan's number one endeavor and goal is to reproduce himself in others.
撒旦努力要达到的首要目标就是使人变得像他一样。
But that's exactly what God wants to do too.
但这也是神所要做的。
You have two competing powers here.
这就有两股势力在斗争。
God wants you and me to conform to the image of His beloved Son.
神希望你和我能改变，与神的爱子耶稣相像。
Every day of our lives, we are to conform to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每天的生活都要以耶稣基督的形象为模范。
Every time Satan succeeds in reproducing himself in you, he does it through a lie.
撒旦每一次都是以谎言诱惑你变得像他。
But when God succeeds in reproducing himself in you, he does it through the truth.
但神是借着真理使你改变像神。
Listen carefully.
请留心听着。
Throughout the New Testament, there are many exhortations regarding the use of the tongue.
整本新约圣经里有很多劝勉是有关于如何运用舌头的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the tongue is the instrument through which we so often give place to the devil.
舌头往往是我们给魔鬼留地步的工具。
If Satan is to reproduce himself in us,
如果撒旦要使我们变得像他,
he will begin by persuading us to practice deception.
他就会说服我们去欺骗。
to practice gossip,
去说长道短，讲人闲话，
to practice maligning of others,
去重伤别人，
to practice imputing others' motives,
去误解别人的动机，
to practice leveling false accusations,
去污蔑别人，
to practice spreading false rumors,
去散播谣言，
to practice murmuring,
去窃窃私语。
If he's going to succeed, that's how he'll begin.
如果他想要成功，他就会这么样开始。
Now, as I'm getting ready to conclude, listen carefully.
现在我将要结束，请留心听着。
Remember the question that I asked you in the beginning of the last message?
你记得我在上一次的节目里开始时所问的问题吗？
I told you to keep thinking about this throughout this message and the next.
我曾叫你在这次和下次的信息里继续思想这个问题。
I told you to ask yourself, whom do I resemble?
我请你问自己，我像谁？
Whom do I model?
我效法谁？
Whom do I imitate?
我模仿谁呢？
Do you imitate the enemy of your soul or the Lord of your life?
你模仿你灵魂的敌人，或是你生命的主宰呢？
What is your answer?
你的答案是什么呢？
You must be honest with yourself.
你一定要对自己诚实。
And if your answer is that you are imitating the enemy of your soul, you need to repent tonight.
如果你的答案是模仿你灵魂敌人的话，你今天就要悔改。
The Lord is welcoming you tonight.
今天主耶稣要迎接你。
Saying, come to me.
对你说，到我这里来。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒和教导。的确，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若我们对真理没有清楚明白的认识， 是很容易陷入撒旦的谎言之中的。求神给我们智慧，可以时时刻刻的警醒，不被虚无缥缈的言语所带走，能够真的认识神的爱和他的真理。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
这些更什么？我是否？